Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 62. Tonight, clear with a low of 48. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Today is the final day to file your federal and state income taxes without an extension. State Department of Revenue spokesperson Terry Horstman offers some tips.
For convenience, we still encourage taxpayers to file electronically, choose direct deposit into a checking or savings account. Paper returns are welcome, but electronic filing is still the fastest way to receive refunds when one is owed.
For those in Fairfield who need a Fairfield postmark for today on a physical tax return, Postmaster Jim Farley says they shouldn't put their forms in the boxes on East Delaware Street. He said people must take their forms into the post office by 3:15 in order to receive a postmark for today. Help is available for those with questions on state tax returns. People may visit mytaxillinois.gov or call the assistance hotline at 1-800-732-8866. The hotline is available until 7 o'clock this evening. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
Nothing goes better with warmer weather than ice cream. At Fairfield's Dairy Queen, they're serving up new strawberry or chocolate cake shakes, Orr's Dreamsicle Dipped Cones, and two new Cupfection Royal Treats, including Brownie Oreo and Summer Berry Cakes. With new items added to the menu, it's a perfect time to stop in during happy hour. At Dairy Queen, you can't buy happiness, but you can get your favorite DQ treat, and that's sure to make you happy.
In other news, Fairfield Memorial Hospital Chief Quality Officer Luke McDaniel recently met with legislators at the Illinois State Capitol as part of the Illinois Health and Hospital Association's Quality Advocacy Showcase. McDaniel shared how the hospital's Improving Patient Outcomes After Surgical Recovery initiative has benefited patients, families, and communities while reducing cost. Representing one of the 90 hospitals and health systems at the event, McDaniel met with State Representative Darren Bailey and State Senator Dale Ryder. The hospital's project implements enhanced recovery after surgery protocols, which result in multidisciplinary approaches to post-op care, medications to reduce the likelihood of intestinal obstructions, reduction in narcotics prescribed, reduced length of stay, and patient education. The hospital invested $1,900 in staff time and saw a cost savings of $143,000 in patient stays. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the Center Street School Boardroom. After various superintendent and principal reports, the board will turn to four discussion and action items. Board members will discuss a buyout of Kubota lawnmowers and a Sodexo contract renewal. They will also hear the second reading of the district's Press Policy Issues 100 and discuss renovations at the small gymnasium at Center Street. After closed session, the board is expected to act on the resignations of a physical education teacher and paraprofessional. It's then expected to act on the employment of a third-grade teacher as well as a sixth-grade English language arts teacher. The district will hold a special board meeting later in April to seat board members. Scott Foster, Amy Sager, and Angela Kuntz were elected to four-year terms on the board in the consolidated election earlier this month. As part of National Telecommunicators Week, the Fairfield Police Department would like to recognize Brad Moore, Jody Clark, Tom Windland, and Logan Stewart for their service. The four men are employed by the City of Fairfield and handle all communications for the Fairfield Police Department, Wayne County 911, all area fire departments, and all area ambulance services. They are the first voices people hear when calling for help, provide assistance, and send help when needed. The department thanks all telecommunicators for their service and dedication to the public. 28-year-old Fairfield resident Carissa M. Nino Taylor was booked in the Wayne County Jail Friday morning on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. She had been arrested by Jefferson County Police. She was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of $595 bond. 20-year-old Fairfield resident Brendan K. Payton turned himself in to the Wayne County Jail yesterday afternoon. Payton was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for reckless driving, and he was released after posting bond. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce is in preparation for several events coming up in Fairfield. Marty Garner, Executive Director of the Chamber, said sign-up for the Pamper Your Mom event begins today and runs through May 10th.
We have 24 different gift certificates for the mothers to win. It will be arranged in a bouquet of roses, and you can just shop at your local stores, not just downtown, all over, but register to win. The drawing for it is May 10th. I hope to have a big crowd for that too, or a lot of entries, I guess I should say. That would be great.
A Father's Day event sign-up will begin on May 28th. Also coming up next month from the Chamber is the annual golf scramble. Garner said letters for previous teams have gone out, but new teams are welcome to join.
Yes, letters have gone out to those in the past that have had a team. And then, you know, if you have never had a team, that doesn't mean you can't this year. So please call the Chamber at 842-6116. I do have a limit, and it's not been reached yet. Call if you're interested. We would love to have you. It is a fun day, I'm told.
The golf scramble will be held on May 24th. A new pastor has been appointed to Fairfield's First United Methodist Church. Pastor Parish Relations Committee Chairman Ken Odie announced in yesterday's morning service that Nathan Jeffries will replace Donna Blythe, effective July 1st. Reverend Blythe will be appointed to serve as pastor in Florida. Pastor Jeffries has been a lifelong Methodist and is the son of two United Methodist pastors from Missouri. After working as a music minister in Arkansas and as a youth pastor in Chicago, he began serving as a local church pastor in the Illinois Great Rivers Conference in 2013. Pastor Nathan Jeffries is married to Reverend Amy Jeffries, who pastors two United Methodist churches in Newton. He currently serves as pastor at West Salem, Zion, and Enterprise United Methodist Churches. His replacement for those churches has not been named. Pastor Donna Blythe will continue to serve in Fairfield through June. Pastor Jeffries will be in the pulpit July 7th. The Edwards County School Board will meet tonight at 7 in regular session in the Albion Band Room. After an FFA report from Michelle Wiseman, the board will hold the second reading on several policies and is expected to approve the adoption of high school accounting textbooks. In new business, board members are expected to approve summer band camps and trips for the Albion Grade School Music Department, as well as the purchases of a lawnmower and buses. They will also hear a motion for the ECHS Athletic Department to use district facilities for a fitness and conditioning camp. After superintendent and principal reports, the board will turn its attention to employment considerations. A host of coaches and organization sponsors will be discussed for ECHS, Albion Grade School, and West Salem Grade School. The board will also recognize volunteers for archery and Albion softball. Board members are then expected to enter closed session before adjourning for the night. A dinner was held yesterday afternoon at the VFW in Fairfield to honor one of its longtime members, Elmer McDuffie. Over the years, McDuffie has been a valuable asset and has helped with many of its programs, including the Voice of Democracy speech contest, serving on the honor guard, driving the DAV van, and several other duties. McDuffie served in the Navy Seabees from 1956 until his retirement in 1976, attaining the rank of Master Chief Petty Officer. During his time in the service, he pulled 3 tours in Alaska, 3 years in Japan, 1 year in Vietnam, and 4 years in Panama. In 1967, He was the top Navy man in nuclear power school at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. At yesterday's gathering, those attending said the Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer was offered by J.C. McDuffie, Elmer's son. Many of Elmer McDuffie's family were in attendance. Dick Price and his helpers prepared the meal. April is National Social Security Month, and officials are using this year to highlight the things the public can take care of online. Jack Myers, with Social Security, feels that socialsecurity.gov has become almost a one-stop shop, with a number of things that can be accessed to save people time and get them back to the things that keep them busy.
You know, this time around, this year, we're kind of taking a look at a few different things, and, you know, I don't know about you, but every night when I get off work, I feel like, okay, I've got X, Y, and Z that I want to get done, and I think, okay, I've got a time, you know, a good amount of time to do it, and then before I know it, it seems like the night's over, and I'm crawling into bed, and I just ran out of time, and I think that's kind of the same for a lot of people out there, and so some of the stuff that we're trying to focus on this year with My Social Security Month, or National Social Security Month, rather, is the My Social Security account and some of the things you can do with that on our socialsecurity.gov website, because there are ways that you can save time by conducting business with us online, and, you know, there are several different things you can do. So we're going to try to take a snapshot of some of those things and help people understand that those services are available. And you can go on socialsecurity.gov, create that My Social Security account, and do some of those things that maybe will free up some of your time for some of the other stuff you want to do.
There are a number of things to be accessed at socialsecurity.gov. Myers indicates replacement Social Security cards can be requested, along with a setup of direct deposit benefits, changing address, or checking the status of Social Security benefits. Social Security tax forms can also be obtained at the site. The State Department of Human Services is getting an influx of federal dollars to help fight the opioid crisis in Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
DHS spokesperson Patrick Laughlin says the $15 million in federal funding will be used to expand substance abuse treatment at jails and hospitals for community outreach and medication-assisted treatment.
The new funding will also strengthen and enhance the Illinois Prescription Monitoring Program to continue the state's efforts to prevent the misuse of prescription opioids and continue to support the availability of naloxone. Naloxone is a life-saving drug that can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose.
DHS is on track to receive another $29 million toward the opioid effort next year. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
State Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer has sponsored a bill that would urge the U.S. Congress to make Chicago its own state. However, he said the legislation is intended to spark discussion about the overarching influence of the city in state politics, not actually lead to the creation of a 51st state. He said he doesn't believe Chicago and Illinois should be separated, as their relationship is mutually beneficial. But he did say the city doesn't recognize how its policies impact rural Illinois. Davidsmeyer said Chicago is competing with New York City, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, while downstate Illinois competes against rural Indiana and Missouri. He said policies that come down from Chicago actually push economic opportunity away. State Representative Brad Holbrook said Chicago also differs ideologically from the downstate population on matters like abortion and gun rights. He introduced the proposed measure in February and said he is trying to drive discussion to show state leaders that Chicago's values aren't everyone's values. That's the news. Area deaths next.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 53. Before I mention the stock market report, we'd like to mention that Kevin Leonard of the City of Fairfield Water Department has announced that customers on the 800 block of West Court Street and Maple Street are underneath a boil order. Customers in the affected area are to boil water to be used for human consumption until water samples taken and passed inspection again. Kevin Leonard of the City of Fairfield Water Department has announced that customers on the 800 block of West Court Street and Maple Street are underneath a boil order. Customers in the affected area are to boil water to be used for human consumption until water samples taken have passed inspection. Again, currently in Fairfield, it is 53. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 26,370, down 42. The NASDAQ is at 7,950, down 34. May crude oil is at $63.30, and that is down 59 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 94-year-old McLeansboro resident Kermit M. Webb died at 2:17 p.m. on Friday in McLeansboro. He was the retired owner of Webb Oil Company. Kermit Webb is survived by two daughters, Paula Young of Carmi and Linda Gwaltney of Benton, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, one brother, Ron Webb of McLeansboro, and several nieces and nephews. Visitation for Kermit M. Webb will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. A Masonic service will be conducted at 7. Funeral services will be held tomorrow morning at 11 at the funeral home. Burial will be in the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. Graveside military rites will be conducted by American Legion Post 106 and a U.S. Navy military honor team. Memorial contributions may be made to the First United Methodist Church and will be accepted at the church or Harry Funeral Home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, sunny skies, a high today around 62. Clear skies tonight with a low of 48, and then partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 75. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Wednesday will have a high of 78 and low of 60. Thunderstorms are likely on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 68 with a low of 45. Then showers are likely on Friday with a high of 52 and low of 42.